Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and today we are going to take a look at the last of the Psukim in the Zichronos section, that of Haben Yakir Li Ephraim Imyelet Shashuim, Kimidei Dabri Bo Zahor Eskerenu La'od, where the Nabi turns, Yirmiyahu turns, and he tells us that God turns and declares, Haben Yakir Li Ephraim, is Ephraim not precious enough to me, Imyelet Shashuim, Kimidei Dabri Bo Zahor Eskerenu La'od, as I speak of him, I recall him even more so, Alkein Hamu Me'aylo, my innards desire him, Rachim Rachamenu Num Hashem, I will show him mercy within the process. In fact, this pasuk Haben Yakir Li Ephraim is so important that Tosis and Megillah tells us that we make the Haftorah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah built upon it. In other words, the second day of Rosh Hashanah Maftirin BeHaben Yakir Li Ephraim. That's how important the idea is. And the question is, why is that so? And what are we focusing on when we say Yelet Shashuim? And who is the Ephraim we're speaking about? So if you take a look at the Balei HaTosfos in their commentary on Parashas Miketz, you'll see that the reference over here is to Avram Yitzchak, that Ephraim over here was called Ephraim because it was a veiled reference to Avram and Yitzchak, who made themselves like Efer, like Ash, on the Mizbech, which is something that existentially perhaps we should look at a different point in time. If Yitzchak lived through the Akedah, where is the Efer, where is the Ash coming from? That's something that's not for now, but something perhaps we'll take on over the course of the Yamim Noraim season. And we also mentioned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what should happen is, because of the Ephraim, because of what happened with Avram and Yitzchak, perhaps he can show a little bit more compassion towards us and feel closer to us. What's the deal with the Yelet Shashuim? So here I'd like to highlight two different ideas, and perhaps two different things that we should think for ourselves. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, one of the greats of Bnei Brak, and the Malbim, I think he says, the Malbim says something very similar. Both of them are of the opinion that the Yelet Shashuim that we are pointing out that God recalls Bnei Yisrael as is the innocence of childhood. Children don't taste the taste of sin. And that's what we want God to see us as. Children who've never sinned. Children who don't have a problem. Children who are seen as filled with the innocence of childhood. And so we ask Hashem, listen, Bnei Yisrael, we had that status, and we'd like you to see us with that same status as well. On the other hand, the Yerachayim HaKadosh and the author of the Yisod Shorash V'Avoda turn around and say, no, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to understand that when children cry, right, so that the parents come running after them to make sure that they're okay. And even when a child is filled with soil, that is to say, the child has soiled himself like a baby who's got a dirty diaper, it doesn't matter the parent specifically. Rav Yisach HaFriend gave just a beautiful description once about how the mother doesn't care. A dirty diaper, the mother talks to the child and soothes the child and is the happiest mother in the world, because she has a child, and when she changes the child, it makes the child feel close, and she wants to feel the security of motherhood and make sure her child feels close as well. And that's what we want for God to understand as well. Not that we have the innocence, necessarily, that's the Malbim's idea, that's Rav Steinman's idea, but here the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Yisod of Yishorosh HaAvoda are of the opinion that no, God, even though we are not perfect, even though we've sinned, even though we are soiled as people, but notwithstanding, we still hope for you. We're still hoping to have that kesher, that connection with you, and we want to create nachas ruach, comfort, within the process. And so how do we do that? Maybe those are the questions we need to ask ourselves as we get to this pasuk. How do we show nachas ruach to Hashem? How do we show that we want to make Hashem happy? How is it that when we get to this pasuk, we're going to try to make sure that the recall is a recall that is positive? If we can get these ideas into our minds and we can put them together, perhaps not only will our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah be enhanced, but maybe that's something that will make every day a great day. Everyone have a fantastic day.